whether it's today or previous practices, you have been more vocal from in dealing with players, in being on the field. And you've also seemed to have been more impatient when speaking to the media. Is this a sign of a sense, are you trying to deliver a sense of urgency as to the need to win, the importance to win this season, in the sense that, you know, after the 14th, is that maybe your a message that you're trying to send?
Well, first of all, I would apologize that you'd even have to ask that question, because I probably did a poor job last year of creating a sense of urgency to win, if that's what you mean by that. I think for us as coaches, there's always a sense of urgency. I don't know, you know, the years of, hey, it's a three-year plan, five-year plan, you got to be kidding me, okay? That doesn't happen. The sense of urgency for all of us as coaches is extremely high, no matter what the situation is.
Maybe have you felt that you needed to voice that, your sense of urgency, to send a message to the team more directly this offseason?
Here's what I sense. We are close. What is it going to be to get over the top? It's a matter of either you get over the top or you don't, and we've got to find a way to push ourselves over the top. So, you know, there's a lot less things that I'm focused on from the year before. There's a lot less this year. Now, this year it's critical to get us over the top. So I'm doing everything I possibly can to get us over the top. And if intensity is the answer, yeah, I'm intense.
Coach, how has the team maybe benefited, in your opinion, from the extra week of workout here, or maybe the longer practice?
Yeah, we needed it. I think we benefited quite a bit from the extra work, and I've also think the work in Pittsburgh was outstanding for us. I think the more that we can do that moving forward, I think the better chance we have of being a better football team. I think when, you know, we're more of a veteran football team, you know, a lot of, you know, people that are long in the tooth, so to say, you know, then I think you have to be careful about the reps, you know, for them in those situations. And we have for most of our guys.
How do things change now that you're going back to the stadium as far as practices and stuff go, in your mind?
Yeah. In my mind, the media can only come to the beginning of practice. We don't get the stats anymore. I got to figure it out myself. I can't read it. You know, for us, it's the environment changes, and we have to be careful. You know, we want to make sure that we set the expectations for us, you know, when we go back to Buffalo and how we practice, and we were trying to do that today or this week, okay? But then the environment changes, you know. There's a lot more structure, and there's a lot more structure when you're in training camp, you know, as a whole team. You're around each other quite a bit. Now you have a lot more free time. There's other people that are going to come in that you have to do a good job as a player and also as a coach, you know, to make sure that, you know, you have the structure and you have the discipline and the focus remains the same.
You mentioned earlier in camp that transition back to Buffalo for Mike Williams will be an important one. Do you still feel that same way?
I do. And if you remember what I said, it's not just Mike, but for everyone. You know, everyone has that, including me. I mean, I go through a transition myself. You know, we all go through a transition. It's, you know, here we are back at a dorm with a team, with each other every single day. You know, now we're going back and we'll be with each other. You know, the coach is a little bit obviously longer than the players, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that are going on. There's people that pull at you, you know, for different reasons. You know, I mean, I'll get it too. Hey, your parents want to come up for these games. You know, this guy wants to come here. Can we get tickets for this? Can you get me a sign this? Can you do this for charity? I know you're busy during the season, but this, you know, and, you know, if I get it, you know, the players get it even more than I do, you know, so it's important of how you handle that stuff.
Do you feel like the players are, in a sense, this type of long camp that it's been?
I mean, you're talking to someone that's been through a lot of other different camps, you know. I think change, you know, change is, you know, I think we're excited about going back to, you know, we've heard rumors, none of us have seen, you know, the locker room, the stadium, the tunnels paint. I mean, so you hear all this stuff, but yet you haven't seen it, so you're excited. So I think we're more excited about, you know, going to see, you know, what's going on, because when we left, you know, obviously it was all in a renovation.
Are you holding your walkthrough here tomorrow?
Yes.
Or back in
Buffalo? Here.
Are you here Saturday morning too?
Yes.
You are. So you're staying through the Saturday morning and you're going back right through the game.
Yeah.
So at the beginning of camp, you might have had goals. You might have had somewhere where you wanted the team to end up at the end of camp. Was that reached in your mind? Do you feel you And did you have goals, and were they reached at the end of camp?
Yeah, we talk to people about expectations and competition and everything like that, but we're more focused right now moving forward on making sure that we keep the right players that in order for us to win going forward. You know, working with Doug, looking, making sure all the tape, you know, going back and crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and then get this team ready for the season.
Coach, is there a specific reason why Pete Golando has not been placed on IR yet?
I don't know. I think it's language. Yeah.